Welcome to this special edition of the V-Generation Podcast, where we'll be broadcasting all the sermons and workshops from the 2023 V-Generation Youth Summit. I'm Bobby Bosler, and in this 10th installment, once again in the workshop sessions on Friday morning at the Youth Summit, one of them, another one that was very full, was done by Ryan Swanson. The purpose of this workshop was to walk each young person through what it looked like to set up the Chord app, why the app was set up the way that it was. In the live workshop, there were questions and answers and all kinds of helpful things to help young men and young ladies achieve victory through daily accountability. If that interests you, then I would listen up and be blessed by this workshop session by Ryan Swanson.
This is obviously quite a monumental moment for purity in general with what's going on here. And I gave the back story of it last night, so I won't go into that anymore. But our goal in this session, which we have about 30 minutes, so we're going to go through this really quickly. But our goal is to walk you right through. I'm not saying that you have to, you can't wait and think about it later if you want to. That's totally fine. But for those of you, are you guys twins? Wow. Got you. Are you related to Miss Drew? Who are these? Not the Miss Drew twins? I was told the Miss Drew's brothers were twins and they were here, but there's more twins, I guess. Anyway, thanks for distracting us. Good to meet you guys. But we're going to actually walk this through, so I'm going to switch this over and see if I can connect to our display here. And if you want to get your phones out and work along with me, set this up. If you haven't done it already, hey, I've got Mario's phone right here. Hey, Mr. Will, if you could, somewhere in my bag, I promise, there's like four phones and one of them's Mario's. So how many have downloaded the app already? Okay, if you've not do that, you're welcome to go on the App Store right now and do that. For some reason, this one's not showing up. I think I've got it disconnect here. And while you're downloading that, I'm going to connect this phone to the screen. And my goal is, we got three parts to the section. So maybe it's going to be 10 minutes each, or the first one will probably take a little bit longer. Did you find it?
I did.
Awesome. Funny story. So I had these guys' phones, because I'm a mean youth pastor and collected all the phones from the teens. Yeah, so I had him sitting on my kitchen table just now, and I needed to call my dad. So I said, "Hey Siri, call dad." And it says, "Calling Papa," from the table. And I look, I'm like, "No." I grab the stack of phones, and I see one calling, and I like don't know whose it is. I don't know which one. Oh, it's one of my teens. Did I just call someone's Papa? I'm sorry. I called my dad. Hey, Dad, sorry, that was a mistake. We're in a session right now. All right, see ya. See, there you go. I knew I shouldn't have said that. Did I call anyone else's dad? I can say it louder. Let's see how many. Yeah. So anyway, I've talked to him. So I assume it's Mario's dad because I figured out his phone. And I know him. He goes to our church. So I answer, and it wasn't Mario's dad. I think Papa must be your grandpa.
No, that's my actual dad.
Oh, is your? Okay, got it. I know your stepdad, and that was your actual dad. So it was kind of an awkward conversation trying to explain how I called him. But anyway, we got through it. It was fine. He's a really nice guy, by the way. But you'll probably have to explain more. Yeah, yeah. No, he answered in Spanish. That made it more awkward. But. All right, I think I've got this. We're connecting right now. Switch over. Okay, so our goal is take the first section, and what we're going to do is walk through the onboarding process, every part of the app. We'll talk through the features and tell you why we're doing this, why this feature, why that, why we do each individual thing. Then if you have questions, save those for the end, because we are going to have the second, third, I guess, will be a QA session. So raise your hand, ask questions at that time. Thirdly, this is probably the one I'm most excited about. And this is where you can actually give your feedback, give thoughts on what if you added this, what if you changed this, did that. We are learning, and there's no shame in admitting that. We are all learning. We feel like we're kind of blazing new territory with an app like this. So we're all learning so much. So please, as you have thoughts, jot them down. Like, what if they did this? As I go through the features, and bring those up, whether it's a question to explain something, or whether it's a recommendation, a feature add for the future. Like I said, we've got version 2.0, 3.0. I'll talk about that in the future, tell you some of the things we're hoping to do. But I want to hear from you guys for sure. All right, let's see if this works. Ready? There we go. And I was told from my wife I have to start on this screen.
Where's Parker?
Yeah, he's sleeping. All right, so we're going to go over here. Steph, where is it?
Don't look at my messy phone. It's at the last screen.
Got to work on organizing apps. Here we go. How many have this screen up right now? Or maybe you've already been through it. Okay, so we've got one here. You don't have to walk through it with me, but you're welcome to. All right, here it is. By the way, when the developers, here's a little backstory. When the developers first sent this image to me, this guy had like super long hair. Not super long, but it was like down to here. And I'm like, can we work on that? So they gave him a haircut. So I don't know, what should we name him? Jorge got a haircut. All right, so we're going to put in a phone number here. See if I know my wife's phone number. 388-3263. Got it. Then it's going to come up with a verification code. Right there, boom, put that in, verify phone number. There is no password, you don't have to have a password for the app. Now you can go into options and toggle that on if you want to, but the idea is it's all hooked to your phone number. So as long as it's you on your phone, you're gonna be able to get into it. You can also set up Face ID on here. That's what I like. I hate passwords, so I'm all about Face ID. If it can recognize my face, that's good enough for me. So I'm gonna put in, Steph Van, we'll just do this for now. And it should recommend, whoa, what are those? Here we go. Boom. Now it's gonna play a video and you could watch through that whole thing. That's she and I just explaining basics about the app, but we'll go through that some of that now. Let me show you, is it gonna let me skip through this? That's the question. Wow, thanks. Appreciate that. One last thing, it's going to ask you for permissions. This is something that your device requires. We get permission to access your camera, that kind of thing. So you click OK, and she already did it, so they didn't pop up. There we go. You can, at this point, toggle through here, see different things, or you can click Join Now. We're going to go ahead and do that. And Ms. Stephanie doesn't know this. She's about to pay $5. Here's how it works. There's a two-week free trial. Now, the question has come up, and I want to be totally transparent on this. Why do we have to pay for this thing? So let me just be transparent with you for a little bit on the finances of what it takes to build an app, okay? Let me just tell you, because I do want to be transparent. I don't want there to be any question there. We don't talk about this much. We never asked anyone for money. The Lord provided this, but this is the only place where you're going to see that. And to build the app, the price tag on it is $50,000. 50K. That is a steal. If you go into looking at what it takes to build something like this with a social platform, it's incredible. I was expecting 75 to 100. That's what I was expecting. And this is a Christian company. It's called Gruters Productions in Michigan. And they were 100% behind the burden, what we're wanting to do here. It was incredible to work with a team that actually is discussing with you and giving you recommendations for how you can help people in purity, because they're excited about this. So anyway, 50K, so that is one of the expenses. That's pretty high price tag. 50K, and plus when you add marketing and everything, we're close to 60K with everything that's been spent so far on this. Okay, now there's been some help from the outside, but many of that is going to be much of that is going to be supplemented by users, and helping with that $5 a month is helping going towards that development cost. But secondly, it's not over yet. We have all these features we want to do, and each one of those has another price tag. I don't know what it is yet, whether it's another 10 grand or 20 grand or whatever. We got to work that through with the developer still in another contract, but this stuff is not cheap. And we wanted a development team that was going to do it right, and these guys are incredible. The design here, what they've done in the branding, that's all them, their team. The video you saw last night, that 30-second little video, man, that wasn't cheap, but it was very well done. And that'll be going out on the social platforms and everything. So we need this to be sharp. Here's why. People with sexual addictions, you know what they feel like? They feel like the crummy part of the church. Like I'm the scum. If I open up to about this with people, what are they going to think of me? I'm the scum. And you know, by working with and having a platform that is sharp, branding that's sharp, without you know, let's just deal with that right from the outset. These people are no less than anyone else. This shouldn't be, you know, if we just threw together some app for $1,500 that tried to do some of this and it just looks like this is just glitchy, doesn't even work, whatever, then that would probably reinforce that thought in people's minds. But no, we wanted to be top of the line, sharp, do this decently in order to do the right thing. So that just a little bit of background from that. The other thing is maintenance costs on an app. Anyone have an idea on what it costs per month just to start out with this? It will scale. Any idea? Give it a shot, Trey.
$15,000?
Not quite. Not quite. Thankfully, it may get to that point, but. On the team, so I'm not sure exactly how many they have employed there. I know that there's a designer that I work with directly, kind of a manager who's over the whole department, and then a third guy who is over the development department. How many guys under them? I'm not sure.
The manager runs you about $100 an hour.
Sure.
And then your other developers will be in there.
There we go. Do you have a background in software development?
My brother does.
Okay. So. There you go. Yes, it's $750 a month. Was that a guess or did I tell you?
You've told me it before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cheating. So we start out at $750 a month. So you could say, okay, well, let's take 750 divided by $5 a month and you come up with 150 users that's going to take. Except that when you pay through the App Store, the App Stores take a 30% cut. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's how they bill you for using their platforms. So it is unbelievable, the expenses. Not only that, but as we scale, by the time you get to the 300 or 400 users that it would take or whatever, subscribers, as we scale, what also scales? Your bandwidth, how much server space you're using for all these videos, that has to be hosted somewhere. We're paying for servers. That's more tech support. That's more team. Everything scales. So anyway, I won't talk about this very much, but someone mentioned you should just say that so people understand why they're having to pay for this, okay? We haven't asked for money before then. We don't want to do this. We want to be a help, but this is $5 a month. We thought that's minimal. Some people told me do it at least 10, but I think $5 a month will be fine for us. We can make it on our end if you guys can swallow that, all right? Swallow your coffee cup a month, all right? So that's where that is. So just signed in here. Oh, face not recognized. No, it won't show it. Just put that in. Really? No, they can't. Yeah. Exit out. Let's see your face. Boom. All right. So once you do that, you will be able to, what? I thought I took it. $10 a month for you. Only you. Processing payment. All right. So you will not be charged until after 14 days. So try it out. I mean, if for some reason you say, I don't think this is for me, just cancel before that charges. That's no problem at all. All right. You're all set. Then we put in when she was born. Married, amen. And here we go. All right. So now you come to this screen right here. There's two options. Find me a cord or create a new cord with people you know. I actually just got off the phone with the developers. We're going to switch these because I want the recommended one to be this one, not this one. This one with people you know is going to be so much more powerful. Now, we can, for somebody that just stumbles across this and doesn't know anyone else who would be a help, we can match them up with other people that are in the same boat. We can do that based on their demographics and the info they gave us. We can do that. But I tell you, this is going to be way more powerful. You say, I've got a friend that's going through the same thing. If you don't, you do. You just don't know it. So ask them. And as you get excited about what God's doing in your heart, that's going to be more and more natural to be asking other people. So this is what we would recommend. Find people, brothers and sisters are fine, or friends. That's all great. Once you do that, let me see if it's going to let me. Let's just do create a new cord, people you know. Enter cord name. We'll say test. Same. We had one bug that we were working through this morning on my end, and it almost looks like it's showing up the same in hers. Was it letting you get through the check-in screen?
No, because I never paid.
Has anyone else had this issue where it will not let you get to the check-in screen, it just stops here? I don't know if you would know what it's supposed to do. Did it do the same thing?
For me, it says waiting for check-in, but I don't
know. Okay. I'm going to switch something real quick because I want to get past this, but it would be very helpful if anyone knows that it's doing something it's not supposed to do or something like that, then let us know. Whenever you have new software like this, there are all kinds of bugs that need to be worked out. Now, we've been working through beta versions for quite a while, but there's still going to be more that have to happen. Yes, sir. You have to, that's a good question. So your app, your group will be unlocked when you have two users. Three is recommended, a threefold cord. But at two users, you should be able to check in with each other. That's when it'll be unlocked. All right, I am going to open up the, we'll see if this will cooperate with us. I'm going to open up the beta version because I know we can get past this on the beta version. And there is a new version. You'll see an update come out today that they're working through some of these things. Our developer team was, I was corresponding them with them till about 1 a.m. last night, and they were just up at their computers like, what do we need to do? What's going on? How's it going? They're checking. Every time someone was logging in, they were watching it to see. So let me see if this is going to... All right, we're just going to have to move past that for now. That is... What it should do, and it may be because I'm not in a group yet, that may be why it's not letting me get to the check-in screen. But once you're in a group, it's going to bring up a simple video chat. You click check-in. There's going to be three buttons in the center. You click check-in. It's going to bring up a prompt to rate yourself in, I think it's the way we worded it, was thoughts, viewing, and actions. Thoughts, obvious. Viewing, obvious. Actions is self-gratification. If you don't know what it is, awesome. But for those that do, you do. And that is so much a part of this that you have to be checking in with that as well. They're all so connected, okay? So it's gonna have you rate yourself. It will have you slide on a scale. Just keep working in that, see if you can get that to come up. It'll have you slide on a scale. Actually, do it on yours. Someone's connected. On a scale of 1 to 10. To rate yourself in that area. So why do we do a scale of 1 to 10? Because we all know if we tried accountability, we've done this in the past where we had someone that would say, maybe once a week, they'd say, hey, how'd you do this week? And we'd say, oh, I did pretty well. And you could fit anything you wanted to under that, I did pretty well. You could mean, well, I did better than I expected to. Or I did better than I did last week. But I did pretty well doesn't tell you anything. And there's so much under the radar that must be communicated, but it's not being communicated because we're not being objective enough. Our accountability is far too subjective. Just how do you interpret it? How can we phrase this in a way that I'm kind of being honest, but it's not telling them what really happened? So we broke it down on a scale of 1 to 10. As you slide across the scale, then you're going to be able to see a explanation of what that number is. So it'll show you right there. What am I rating? Well, you took a second glance. Boom. It's a 5 or 6 on there, and it'll tell you second glance. So you know what you're rating yourself with right there on the scale. When you're finished with that check-in, you're going to hit record. There's a record button there to submit that. The reason we do that is because it's a lot easier to lie without your face being shown. There's something about it. It's so much more personal. We're trying to make real connections here. And so when you record and I have to actually show your face, then it goes a little deeper. And it lends itself towards more honesty. Now, can someone still lie? You know, some people have actually been frustrated, or maybe it's frustrating for us, but they've been not sure about this whole system because they said, it's just an honor system, people are just gonna lie. Well, I mean, you could say that with anything. Yes, there will be people that lie and know it will not work for them. But I hope that's not this group that is coming here because they want help, okay? So yes, somebody that doesn't want help in pornography is not going to get it, but someone that wants it, they will. They will, they'll be honest and they will be helped. So it is an honor system, but that's how that works. That's the check-in process, very simple. You can only do it once a day. If you try to do it again, it won't let you. If you did it once and you thought, oh, I didn't, I wanna say that a little differently, you can hold down on the thumbnail and it will say delete, and then you can re-record. So you can do that, but otherwise it'll just let you do it once a day. There is a time limit on the videos. This is gonna be really important, you know this, because otherwise you're gonna be frustrated. What's going on? It just stopped. There's a time limit on the video, 60 seconds. You have 60 seconds to explain why you checked in the way you did. Hey guys, just so you know, I had a 10 in thoughts, but I had a 6 in viewing because I took a second glance, 10 in self-gratification, boom. Praying for you guys, see you tomorrow. Okay, it doesn't take that long. Now, if you had a major compromise, you may want to explain that, but still, in 60 seconds, you can get a lot done. All right, now why do we put a time limit on it? Because the reason we do that is to keep it sustainable. Because otherwise you have somebody that thinks it's the coolest thing, they can look at their face while they record. It's like, hey guys, what do you think about my new glasses and everything? And it just becomes a conversation. We're not a social app. You can do that, there's other apps for that. But what happens is, and we've seen this happen as we've used other platforms, is that you have one guy that wants to send 10-minute videos the other day, every day. A lot of times it's girls that want to do that in their girls' groups. But you have guys that do it too. They want to send a 10-minute check-in video explaining everything under the sun, and then eventually there's one guy in the group that says, I'm sorry, I can't do this, I don't have time for this every day. And that's what we don't want. We want this to be sustainable for everybody, because everyday commitments is a big thing. It's a big thing to do something every day. But if it only takes 2-3 minutes every day to watch the other videos and then check in yourself, anyone can do that. Anyone. There's not a single person that couldn't carve out 2-3 minutes of a day. So that's the idea, keeping it sustainable. Will there be times that you're frustrated because there's a 60-second timer? Yes, there will be. I see some heads being nodding right now. There will be times that it's frustrating, and what you might have to do is, oh, I got cut off. Delete that one, re-record, let me say that more succinctly. It's best for everyone in your group, okay? Keep it sustainable. So that's the 60-second timer. You send that out, boom, it gets uploaded, sent to the other guy's feed right away. You can also hold down on someone else's. If you have a recommendation, or maybe a guy had a great day, you wanna say, hey, great job. You can click the button, add a little thumbs up on their video, you can do that. But you also can hold and add a reply to their video. Goes specifically to them. And I think there's also a 60-second timer on that one. But that's if you just want to say something to this guy over here or this girl that had a, or maybe you had a recommendation for them. Maybe they had a failure and you say, hey, maybe you shouldn't take your phone to bed with you, or maybe you should consider getting off Facebook or something like that. And you want to help them through an action step. That's the beautiful part of this cross discipleship, by the way. That's why it's a threefold cord. You see that the picture is how it's just infinitely interwoven with one another. It's not like one strand that's holding up the rest of the group by itself. So one person arrived and now we're gonna pull everyone up to where we are. That's why so many of us never got help, because there's not very many that have arrived. But instead, it's, you know what? The picture is, it's equal. We are infinitely contributing and depending on the rest of the group. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's the church. That's how it's supposed to happen. All right, so that is the picture of the cord, and that's why we do this. So that cross discipleship, you say, well, I'm new to this. I'm not sure I can offer help to someone else. Do it. You can be a huge help. We've seen it happen. I was in a group with Jonathan Gilmore that we had a guy in London, England, and a missionary on deputation who was down in Florida at the time. And so we were in different locations. I knew the guy in England. I met him there, but Jonathan didn't know him. But what was happening is they were all discipling each other. Hey, here's a recommendation. Why don't you try this? This is something that's been helpful to me. Here's something, verse of scripture to think on today. And man, it was incredible to see that happen. It was awesome. And that's what, that is the picture of the court. That is Bible. That's the way the church is supposed to work. Not that there's not a place for authority and a pastor helping out and directing, but a pastor can't do all the ministry of the church. His job is to direct and see it happen. This is a tool for him to use in his church, okay? There, we covered that. All right, so that's the check-in process. Then when we get, wow, the time is flying. Okay, get your questions ready because we're going to have to take them really quickly here in a second. When you get to the connections panel, you're going to have the opportunity to start a second cord. You say, why would I want to do that? Because pretty soon you're going to be so excited what God's doing in your life. You know other people that want to be a part of this. And you say, oh, man, if I can only add to check into one group, how's this going to work? You add a second cord. Add them in, invite people you know. And then you, when you check in, it'll give you the option to send your video to both groups at the same time. All right, here's, so that way it's still sustainable for you, works out for everybody. You can send your groups to both send your videos to both groups, and you can be a part of other guys' lives as well. You can also will have the ability to, maybe you get a group, you add three other people, and that group is good, boom, hand it off, start a new one. You know, this is a movement that we're seeing happen right here. So it'll also show you kind of a neat thing. If you go in the connections page into your profile, it'll show you your impact number, how many people have been helped in purity that have been in groups with you or connected to you. And so that's a neat thing. Your motivation should always be outside of yourself. I'm not just doing purity so I can feel better. I'm not just doing, I want to get pure because I'll have more peace or I'll have more time in my day that I'm not wasting on this stuff. That's not it. Number one, it's blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God, exactly. Number two, you have, let's help other people who are struggling through the same thing. Don't you wish someone did that for you? Maybe they have. Maybe that's why you're here. But let's do that for other people, okay? So that's why I start a second cord. And for some of you, that's how your first cord's going to start. It's going to be you reaching out to people that, you know, this is a tricky thing to bring up, but this is something I struggle with. Would you like to be helped in this too? And if they're desperate and they want help, great. If they don't want help, you're not going to help them. God will have to do that work to get them ready. The moment that you are trying to do more for them or you care more about their purity than they do, it's just not going to work. Be there, but be there and ready. But there are people that you know that are ready, that want the help. Okay? So that's in the connections page. Did you come up with something? How'd you do that?
I don't know. I think something happened.
Give it to the wife to figure things out. All right, we're going to switch this over real quickly. And I know you can probably... Oh, did it work? I think it worked. Okay, here it is. So here's what I was describing earlier. Boom. Thoughts, looks, actions. As you slide this across, it tells you exactly what that was. And then there's the drop-down menu to check into multiple cords or one of them or whatever you want to do. That's super cool. Any of us that have been in multiple cords before, that is so helpful to be able to send a video to multiple at the same time. Connections panel. If we go here, then you can see their group, you could check in. If we had gone here, we'd be able to see if Steph had checked in, you'd be able to see their score. It'll have a line around there. Just you can check in on just to see how your group is doing and individuals are doing. If we go over here to the progress panel, this is really cool. This is going to track, because you're putting in actual numbers, it's going to be able to show on a graph how you've done to see your progress in each area and to see what could use help, that kind of thing. So that's all going to be here. But also, once you checked in for a month, as I mentioned last night, there's going to be a line that goes across here. It'll say September SEP or something like that. And it'll show you right here what your average was. If you're just trying to be perfect out of the gate, you're going to be really frustrated. Because we're not just saying like, hey, you know, did you have a relapse? Yes or no. We're checking in for everything. Did you even consider? Did you even start to? Did you even, remember Mr. Bosworth talking about the desire, the want? If you are longing after this, you need to check that in. If you're spending time thinking, man, I'm not going to do it, but that'd be so nice if I could do that again. That's a 9 on the scale already. You've already started to entertain the thought, go down there, give place to the devil. You're already checking that in. If you say, well, I shouldn't be on my phone alone, but I was, but I didn't see anything. That's a 7 or 8 on the scale. You're setting yourself up for failure. That's making provision for the flesh. Check that in. That's all going in here. And so don't be discouraged if you're not perfect out of the gate. The idea is progress. I'm watching and seeing last month's score, and I'm always trying to be moving in the direction. Am I beating what I was before? Am I moving closer to Christ and His purity? That's the idea. So you're going to see that in here. The idea is to always be moving forward. Okay, I'll probably think of more things as we go, but do we have any questions? We need to cover this. Yes, sir.
How many people can be on each court? Because if you have like 10 people on
the... It's very good. So right now, I can control that, but right now I have it set to 2 to 4, anywhere from 2 to 4. If for some reason you say, I need to have more than 4, talk to me. I can unlock your group, allow that to happen on a case-by-case basis. But at that point, you're probably getting too many. You need to split into 2 different groups. Right here.
Can this work on a computer?
Not yet. Not yet. We do want to do that because I understand not everyone has a smartphone. And we want this to be available to everyone. There will be eventually a web browser, but it's not there yet. Yes. There's not right now. What I would recommend doing is just sitting down with those that would be a part of it and just working through what groups you're going to be at. There's not the ability right now to have sub-administrators. That's what I'd like to do, and have a pastor as a sub-admin that can organize those. But right now, just do it just by sitting down with people and just setting up groups with them individually. It'd be the best way. Right here. Yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Did that come up here? Okay, so right here, SOS, I'm so thankful you mentioned that. So before we would set up a WhatsApp group called SOS with all the guys in there, and we would use it. Now it's built in. This is what this is for. The idea from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 is that we're never alone. Woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another help him up. Our main goal in this is not to make everyone perfect. It's to ensure that that no one is alone in this, because that isolation is just the devil's playground and what he wants to do. So we've added the SOS button right into here, the app. When I click that, it's going to bring up a prompt. It should. Oh, it's only bringing it up on there. That's funny. Okay, this is just a screen mirroring issue because it's not coming up on here and I can't click it. But anyway, do you want to send an SOS to the other members of Accord? Confirm. Yes. When you do that, it's going to send a notification to the other guys saying so-and-so is in a compromising situation. Pray for them. Boom. It's good for them so they can be praying for you, but it's best for you because you don't feel alone anymore. I've communicated that I'm in a tricky situation, and now other guys know that. And they know that I'm going to have to give account for this at the end of the day. Once you do that, then this is the cool thing. When you check in after that, I don't know if I'll be able to get back to the screen because of the screen mirroring. But anyway, as you go back, there'll be a tag on your check-in video that says SOS. So the guys know he checked in with SOS. He needs to give account for how that temptation went. Boom. That is so, so helpful. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes?
Does the app monitor and limit search engines like a VPN?
It does not. So thanks for bringing that up. We are not Covenant Eyes. We are not accountable to you. They're already doing those things really well. There's nothing we want to improve on with them. This is a totally separate thing. So I would recommend to everybody have Covenant Eyes or Accountable to You or one of those softwares to be filtering, to be blocking. The screen accountability that they've come up with is phenomenal. We will always be promoting those guys. This is a partnership with them, and we hope to eventually literally partner with them. But at this point, we're always going to be sending people their way. So we're not trying to replace anything they're doing. Great question. Someone else. Yes. 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 Great question. So, and I should make this very, very clear. The goal is not to create a savior for purity issues. There's already one of those. Okay. We're not trying to. This is a tool for the community. It's just a simple to facilitate the communication of the discipleship that's happening to make this so it can happen every day. Now, it brings up a huge discussion because we don't want to replace anything about discipleship. We don't want to come across to anyone like this is the answer, because if you're signing on this app for it to fix you, it's not designed for that. We cannot fix you. Jesus can do that, and only Jesus. That has to be a part of this. One thing that it will do, I'll mention this real quickly, that first video that came up, it has a tag on it. It says, Coach, you will see videos from us come up periodically. That'll be from myself, Caleb Reed, my pastor, Rick Pardee. My dad's going to do some. Other guys, that's just going to be, hey, here's a thought for this week or a thought for this month. To keep the focus on Jesus Christ, that's going to come right up in your feed. Now, if people don't want that, you can check it off. I'm not going to make you watch them. So I think there's going to be an option in your settings to turn off the coach if you want to, but don't do that. These videos are coming through, are gonna help point you in the right direction. And so anyway, some of those are gonna be automated videos. Like when you have, let's say you're having a great streak and then all of a sudden you have all zeros. You have a relapse. Your tendency is gonna think, man, I'm back to square one. My track counter resets. Nothing. God didn't do anything in my heart. I knew it. I knew this wasn't gonna work. All these things. A video is gonna pop up. We don't have this programmed yet, but very soon this is gonna be in there. A video is gonna pop up and it's just simply gonna be one of us saying, hey, this isn't where accountability ends. This is where it begins. Woe to him that's alone. You're not alone. You've got people to help you up. This is what accountability is. Accountability is not confession. That's Catholic. This is not confession. And that's all our accountability has ever been. The idea is not just preventative. It's to intercept the problem that's going on and say, what can we do from here? How can we learn from this? Where was the first step you made in the wrong direction? How can we grow from here? Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Trey, real quick.
Are we going to have to worry about anything coming up that's not the most appropriate?
No, because we are not supported by ads. So thanks for bringing that up. That's why we're a $5 a month and not an ad. Yes, right here. Yeah, so right now, or very soon, with today or tomorrow's release, it's going to be limited to 14 years old and above, is how that is.
No, a reminder like
you said. Oh, I thought you said minors. I'm sorry. There is a reminder, and it's also probably going to be in the next release, either today or tomorrow, because it's one that we just discussed. You'll be able to set what time you want to be your goal check-in. You can set it to give a reminder. It'll also automatically remind you an hour after that and say, hey, you missed your regular time. Are you still going to do this? It'll also allow you 36 hours later to come back on, or it'll give you another reminder. And that brings up one more thing I have to tell you, and that's support contacts. This is so cool. Support contacts, it's in your settings. And what that is somebody that cares about your purity, but they're not in your group. So it might be a spouse, it might be a parent, someone that cares about your purity, that if you don't check in, they get an email. This is so, 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 so important. The guys in your group are gonna know, but there's other people that probably need to know. My wife needs to know if I'm not checking in with my group. That's just how it is. She has to know. And I need to know that if I don't check in because maybe I had something I don't really wanna communicate, let's just accidentally skip this check-in. It doesn't work. She's gonna get an email, okay? So that is not it's not a required field, but I would strongly urge everyone to get a support contact, someone that cares about your purity, put them in there. I like to think of it as a burn the back door, is what it is. There's no back door. There's no way getting out of this. If I have a failure, it has to be communicated. Somebody's gonna know one way or the other. That's a support contact. Get that set up. Yes. A Bible reading. Okay, that's something else someone else has brought up. That's really good. So out of the gate, we're trying not to be an everything app because there's already good apps that do that. However, there's certain things we do want to bring up. And one thing that we can help with what Jonathan Gilmore brought up is not trying to be the Fix-It app and incorporating Jesus. Actually have some of those things in here to say this is a part of it by having them inside the app. So what we want to do first, version probably 3.0, is going to add in a verse memory engine in there, where it will have verse memory plans in there, memorized through Proverbs chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. We used to do that in our regular everyday communication. And so you're watching a guy try to struggle through quoting a whole chapter, and that takes 20 minutes sometimes, depending on the guy. It just really bogs it down, but it's so important because of the washing of the water by the word. And so we're going to have it so you can actually quote that back to the app. It will check you, and so you can keep your Bible memory going, and it doesn't bog down and take away from the sustainability. So that will be a part of it. Great thing to bring up. Yes?
I don't want to take away Brother Todd's question about, you were asking about other things being added. Do you want to ask that question?
Yeah, but he kind of answered it.
Oh, okay.
He said basically he's not trying to make it an everything app, but I was just saying you should add anger in there for men.
Yes, yes. What I'd love to do is actually have a drop-down menu when you go in the onboard and select the issues that you'd like to be accountable for. And one of those being anger. I mean, it could be anything. Or there could be an option, just keep it more general and you plug in the categories. You know, we could do that too.
Emotional life or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, have that a part of it. Hey, here's another. We got to stop, but I'm really excited about this other feature we just came up with. That is an actual prompt for an action step. If you just check in every day, you can communicate zeros your entire life and do nothing about it. But as you check in, if you check in with a six or less or whatever, it's going to have a box that it lets you type in, no more Facebook. it'll say, how long do you want to make this action step? You just make it indefinitely and you're probably going to stop in 2 days. So instead, it'll say, how about 2 weeks? Let's do this for 2 weeks. You plug that in. As you check in, guess what comes up on the screen? Your action step at the bottom. So you not only check in the three areas, you also check in for your action step. Was I on Facebook? Maybe it's don't have your phone in bed with me. Did I have my phone in bed with me? And you're checking in on those things. That's going to be phenomenal to ensure we're actually taking steps and not just confessing to one another. Other things? Yes?
So on the setup screen, it looks like you had a create a new chord option.
Yes.
And join what it looks like it was yes. A recommended chord. Is there a way to join a specific chord that you know about?
Yes, so that's going to be done by an invite from that chord. So if there's already a chord, they're going to put in your phone number, you're going to get an invite. That's how you do that. Okay. The other way, the other option, if you don't know anybody, have no connections, whatever, which is probably no one in this room, it'll come to us and we'll be able to pair you up with someone, again, based on demographics. All right, anything else? Yes?
I'm not sure if you didn't want to do this, but have you thought about unifying it in the sense where it's like not really separate streaks?
Yes, the developers are kind of pushing that way. We'll see. It adds complexity, but we'll see. I don't like streaks though. Streak counters aren't biblical actually. Because when you're not back to square one when you have a failure after 30 days. That's not how your brain works. It's not even, you know, it's not how your brain works because your brain's been training this whole time. Your brain is different. But also it's not how God works. You know, it's not like, oh, now I'm 30 days away from God and then where I was. You're one step away from God. And one decision back. So I don't like the track counters like that, but we have spent hours and hours and hours and hours working through algorithms. It's unbelievable, because I wanted a chart that would represent both your actual check-ins and then also the longevity and the renewal of your mind that's been happening during this time. But doing that in a chart is so hard, the amount of math going into this. So we're actually still working on that, but this is what we have for now. I think it's good out of the gate. Anything else? Recommendations? Questions? Yes, sir?
This may be far above what we can talk about today.
Yeah.
Several times, I think Brother Reed mentioned, and you've mentioned, there comes a point in time when you have overcome that trial, that immediate thing. We're never
yes,
out
sir.
Of danger, but you're not affected like you were before. You've gotten victory. Is there a way to, I'm going to say it, because I don't know another word, exit that this in a way that you've gotten that and don't need it right now as much?
Not necessarily a route. I mean, that's definitely a fine option for anyone. In that case, they can just, you know, unsubscribe or whatever. There's a good way. Maybe we'll have other specific routes. Someone asked me for time. What's the goal time frame? I think it's a good idea to have, you know, let's do this for 6 months, and then after that, we'll switch to this plan and whatever. I think it'd be good to have goals like that. We don't have that set in place right now. Yeah. But that lends itself to the sustainability. For myself, I expect me to be checking in every day the rest of my life. Something that takes 2 to 3 minutes and something as big a deal as it is, I don't care. You know, that's what it is. But that could be different for different people. They could say, oh, I've overcome this. Let me focus on something else with those 2 to 3 minutes that I could improve on in my life. You know, nothing wrong with that. So, good. Anything else? Yes, sir. Yeah, sure.
I was thinking about when you're talking about the neurological stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, there's definitely more we could do on design there. Good. Let me mention this, and we probably should be done. I really appreciate the insights. As you use the app, can you do this for me? This is one thing you all can do for me, everyone in here that's going to use the app. When you have a positive experience, leave us a positive review. Can you do that? That really helps get this in other people's hands. It helps the algorithm. It helps everything in the SEO. And it helps people recognize it in the store that, wow, people are being helped by this. So I'm not asking, just saying, everybody get on right now and give us a 5-star review. No, when you have a positive experience, leave us a positive review. Can we do that? Awesome. Okay. I think that's it, guys. Appreciate you being a part of this. Come to me. More feedback is appreciated. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for listening to this sermon from the 2023 The Generation Youth Summit. If you were blessed by this sermon, don't forget to make plans to join hundreds of other young people next October 9th through 11th for our next meeting in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. For more information, please visit thegeneration.org/summit. And until next time, thanks for listening.